This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump visited shooting victims in hospitals in the U.S. states of Ohio and Texas Wednesday. The president also visited with first responders in the cities of Dayton and El Paso and stayed away from the sites of the mass shooting attacks where lone gunmen killed 31 people. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In the aftermath of a pair of weekend mass shootings, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Dayton and El Paso Wednesday. In Dayton, the first couple stopped at Miami Valley Hospital. In El Paso, they toured University Medical Center before meeting with first responders. There, the president talked to El Paso police officer Elsa Rodriguez, who responded to Saturday's Walmart shooting, not knowing relatives were inside.
My uncle passed away, unfortunately, and my cousin, he's in ICU at the moment, still fighting for his life.
The attacks in El Paso and Dayton left 31 people dead and dozens more wounded. I'm Mike Gracia.
Pakistan says it is expelling India's high commissioner to Islamabad. This comes just hours after downgrading diplomatic and trade ties with New Delhi for stripping the disputed Kashmir region of its special status. The foreign ministry said in a brief announcement the Indian government has also been informed that Pakistan will not be sending its high commissioner designate to India. Six members of the special forces being held hostage by supporters of former Kyrgyz President Almazbek Atambayev have been released. RFERL correspondents at Atambayev's residential compound said Thursday they saw the transfer of the hostages to police. They said all six were taken away in one vehicle. Tensions remain high a day after elite security forces failed to arrest the 62-year-old who faces five counts of criminally abusing his office. This is VOA News. Thousands marched in Caracas, Venezuela Wednesday in support of disputed President Nicolas Maduro. The march comes 2 days after the United States imposed the toughest sanctions yet on Venezuela. The Trump administration banned all U.S. companies and individuals from doing business with the Maduro government as part of U.S. pressure to drive him from power.
Los pueblos del mundo protestan contra Donald Trump. No more Trump.
Maduro said during the rally, the people of the world are protesting against Donald Trump. No more Trump. Enough of the plundering and aggression against Venezuela. He also said he will join in protests on Saturday, August 10th. The United States was the first of more than 50 countries to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuelan president. Puerto Rico swore in a new governor Wednesday, hours after the island's Supreme Court ruled that the last governor assumed office unconstitutionally. Wanda Vasquez will replace Pedro Pierluisi, who had been sworn in August 2nd. Vasquez is the third person to hold the governorship in a week. Disgraced former governor Ricardo Rosello resigned last week after days of protests. The Puerto Rican Supreme Court unanimously overturned Pierluisi's governorship, ruling that he hadn't been confirmed by both chambers of the legislature. U.S. federal agents arrested nearly 700 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in the U.S. southern state of Mississippi Wednesday. It's considered the largest such operation in the U.S. in 10 years. The suspects were loaded onto buses outside plants in six Mississippi towns, while friends and relatives stood nearby. Officials with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency said the migrants were taken to a military base for processing. ICE officials say the operation had been in the planning stages for months. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is still hoping to hold another round of nuclear talks with North Korea, despite the country's recent missile tests. He said the U.S. is closely watching North Koreans, but that planning is continuing for a new round of negotiations to begin in a couple of weeks.
President Trump's and this administration's strategy with respect to North Korea haven't changed. Our effort is to achieve the full final denuclearization of North Korea. We are hopeful that in the coming weeks we'll get back to the negotiating table to achieve that.
He pointed out recent tests were short-range missiles, but North Korea was testing long-range rockets and nuclear weapons before Trump came into office. Indigenous trackers are joining the search for a 15-year-old British girl who mysteriously vanished from a Malaysian forest resort 5 days ago. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA.